Anybody? Any one name run through all of them? Apple actually, as you know, had much better PCs at the beginning. But it wasn't until IBM entered and gave that market credibility that you had a PC marketplace. The same is true, actually, even though DEC built up the mini computer and distributed world, IBM eventually overtook them. IBM and Toshiba fought it out for the notebook market. But again, IBM is the leader, and that's what brought the credibility. IBM is also bringing credibility to the wearables marketplace. IBM is one of our strongest partners. Everything from financing to engineering, design, customer support, and now joint marketing calls. So you're going to get the power of an IBM out there selling products like this to their customers for solutions, because they're not really in product. IBM looks for service revenue. And what this product does is it allows them to go into their clients and re-engineer the way their clients do their business, which brings in what they call drag, which is huge revenue. That also is appealing to the companies. Well, I can't even go into all their names, but we'll be making announcements of all of the partners that are now going to be reselling our products and bundling with their own solutions or their own technology. And we have, I think, well over 60-something giant partners worldwide now that are taking this technology out. That's why I feel so confident about the marketplace at this time. Let's define a wearable. This is Zybernaut's definition of a wearable computer. Everybody may have their own definition, but this is ours. And the main thing it has to do, it has to be full function, which means it has, as much as you may love a Linux operating system and we support it, or SCO Unix, for the most part, these are Wintel platforms in our marketplace. And that means that anything that runs on an IBM Wintel x86 architecture has to run on my wearable, which means I have to have sufficient hard drive capacity, I have to have the right I/O, I have to support the speech the way they're going to support speech. If there's video, I have to have standard video. It has to be an absolute match. One of the problems that you have with your palms and some of your compacts and your, iPads, is when you don't have a standard ability to display and you don't have a standard operating system, you are immediately creating multiple environments which are by definition always out of sync. Which means that whenever you design a display for your laptop or desktop world, a screen layout, you have to design a second one for your other operating system. Whenever you send an email that has an attachment that needs to be processed, you can't do that on your BlackBerries or your Palms, because that software environment isn't on those products. So as far as I'm concerned, and I'm going to read you some other quotes too, as far as a lot of people are concerned, while these devices are great and they're productivity tools, they become very expensive for the IT managers that run our corporate world, and they eventually will become very expensive when the processing does not occur accurately on your little PDA. It can be disastrous. So I'm going to just read you intermittent quotes from other people so you realize this is not all Ed Newman's opinion. This is, we are seeing a digital convergence in wireless, but there is no one killer product that does everything that you can imagine. It would be too big and too expensive. I won't tell you which telecommunications person said this, but I can tell you right now, we are going to be showing a product and announcing it to the marketplace that is not too big and not too expensive this Christmas. And that's going to be our first shot at the professional consumer marketplace. So forget all the hype and all the negativity when people say this can't be done or that can't be done. I don't buy that anymore. And some of the technology that I've seen at this show also tells me I don't buy any of the hype and criticism anymore from people. Okay? Oh, I'm sorry, go back. Again, we see the combination of wireless and wearables as the killer combination of technologies, probably the most important combination of technologies I believe the world has ever seen, when you consider the kind of impact it's going to have on this society in 5 years. People that are in this room today will not recognize their environment 5 years from now, and children or people younger than you that are coming up will never know the old environment. LANs, WANs, wireless, GPS, speech recognition. Again, to me, it's the natural interface. People speak to each other. You have to get over language problems, though. So we work with companies in incubator states, and we have language translation software, just like we have facial recognition software, where you can scan this room on the fly. And while nobody was interested in this before,